I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A decommissioned state prison in Mansfield will soon be the site of a major redevelopment for UConn. About 35 acres of buildings and open prison yard will be turned into offices and labs. As prisons go, Bergen Correctional Institution was never really that big. Since its opening in 1989, it housed a few hundred inmates at any one time, and as a minimum security facility, it had a basketball court and meeting rooms with giant wall murals. In fact, the labyrinthian buildings have a lot of the qualities of coveted office space.
People think of this as cell block D. It is not cell block D. It is more like a residential facility.
Still, it's a prison, and as I stand outside with Beverly Wood, UConn's director of planning, we look around and see a perimeter rimmed with a towering chain-link fence, topped with barbed wire. But Wood has some imagination.
When the razor wire comes off and the fence is down, this is really going to have like a very much like a campus-like setting.
In 2011, the state closed Bergen, citing declining inmate populations. Since then, it's been vacant, but because of Bergen's proximity to UConn's Depot campus in Mansfield, which is a few miles from the main Storrs campus, the school was immediately interested in the property. Wood says the university is now in the final stages of acquiring the land and its five buildings from the Department of Correction. As we enter the prison, we eventually move into a long, dark hallway. Some of its connected rooms have writing on the walls, and there's a derelict graveyard of laundry machines and gutted kiosks that used to be filled with phones.
You can see
I feel like something's going to jump out.
It's not haunted, I can guarantee that. Well, I can't guarantee it, but I've never seen anything here. Let's put it that way.
Eventually, we dodge some spider webs and make our way into a cavernous room. The far side is a wall of windows, and the area is flooded by natural light. In the middle of the room is a divider that raises to about waist level. What won't be going in here, or anywhere else in the redesigned prison, Wood says, are student dorms. But she says the layout of this room, and many others in Bergen, are perfect for things like open offices or collaborative research areas.
It depends on how far we want to go, but for a prototype lab or a makerspace, this is ideal.
Laura Cruikshank, UConn's master planner, chimes in.
This is great height.
Ceiling and great floor space and great light, so there's not a lot that you have to do.
So high ceilings and nice windows, check. Of course, when a building has been vacant for years, there are problems too. For example, leaks in the roof and mold that developed in one building thanks to a temporary ventilation problem and waterline break.
It's totally typical to find in a situation like this, because many people think you can just like turn the heat off, turn the water off, turn this off. Well, you can't. There's a really proper procedure for mothballing a building. That's what we call it, mothballing it.
Wood says the mold issue occurred when the building was still under the jurisdiction of the DOC, and that it's not a widespread problem. And she also says the school will investigate what testing needs to be done for other hazardous materials, like asbestos, that could be disturbed during the renovation. A spokesperson for UConn says there will be no new borrowing to fund the Bergen expansion, but Wood says it's estimated the university will spend between $25 and $40 million on remediation and renovation. The hope, she says, is to have offices and spaces for students open by 2017. In the meantime, that barbed wire that was lining the prison's perimeter, Wood says, will all be spooled up with a machine where it will get recycled and sold on the open market. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.